is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The U.S. economy, the U.S. stock market. Let's make a distinction between Wall Street and Main Street. I welcome the longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, Jim McTagg, from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, to comment on a market that cannot make up its mind or has lost its mind. That is possible. Jim, a very good evening to you. A wonderful headline in the Barron's Magazine. Investors are struggling to read the economy. It could go three ways. That would be up, down, and who can tell? Your measure right now of the market. We're up for a week. We're down for a week. There is a buy side prejudice, but then again, it's returning to the up the walls of the chasm that were created in the first half of what you correctly called an ugly first half. So how do you read the market? Up, down, or who can tell?
John, I love the metaphor that the Barron's writer used of comparing the market to a cat chasing a laser pointer. You know, it's been that kind of crazy up and down sideways motion. Again, I think by year end, the market will be up. It's a typical midterm election year. The politicians are pouring cash into the markets, which is why our GDP figures are so resilient, despite Fed rate hikes. The economy remains strong. So, you know, the good path for investors is risk off in October. Means invest and risk back on in May, because in about 80% of midterm years, and this one seems to be shaping up like a typical year, it doesn't matter who wins the election, the stock market will be up from October through May. So, you know, that's how I plan to handle it. I'm going to go heavily into the market in October.
You're making the bears extremely unhappy with you, Jim. What happened to the bearishness of just, what was it, 30 minutes ago? We were headed down and there was no way to catch a falling knife, all those wonderful metaphors. Did it disappear or was it an artificial bearishness?
There's a real bearishness with reason. I mean, trying to predict the direction of the market is a little bit like trying to nail a weather report on a specific day at a specific hour a few months from now. It's impossible. It's a good guess. And we have a war in the Ukraine, which could get much bigger. We have all kinds of plagues circulating around, and we're not sure that they have subsided. And supply chain problems persist. You know, I got a letter today from a contractor telling me that they're still having problems getting cabinets, plumbing, you name it. It's pushed back his project by a couple of years. And that raises the cost of doing business. So there's reason. I mean, I don't think the bears are illogical or irrational. I'm just going with the odds. You know, it's. I don't think this year will be any different because the economy is resilient and the president is pouring billions into the economy, and that's not helping the Fed any, trying to slow down growth. But, you know, that's what happens in an election year. Politicians try to buy votes.
Let's go to the Federal Reserve. Jerome Powell, within a few weeks. 0.75 point first time, 0.75 point in July, 0.75 point in September, Jim. Are they going to stay the course and fight inflation, or are they going to weaken in an election year?
No, they're going to stay the course because I don't think we're going to notice the pain of a recession before the election the way the economy is going. The Bureau of Labor Statistics came out today with a report on unemployment in the states, and only three states showed an increase in unemployment: Indiana, Montana, and Nebraska. And it was so slight as to be statistically almost unnoticeable. Most of the states stayed the same, and 14 states had an increase in employment. That's not a recessionary environment. So I think the real pain for people is for renters, for mothers with children, and for people going to the grocery store.
You tell me, Jim, that there are lots of jobs available and people are not available to fill them. You also tell me that one of the explanations is a school bus. How so?
Yes. Manufacturers have been trying to get women to enter the workforce because they have 900,000 job openings in manufacturing that they can't fill the traditional way, you know, with the classified ads. So they try to offer incentives to people. One of the economists at the National Association of Manufacturers wrote a wonderful piece about where are the workers. And it turns out that a lot of parents can't afford to take a job because their local school district doesn't have enough bus drivers. So mom or dad has to take junior to school in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. And they can't afford childcare because it's either non-existent since COVID or it's just unaffordable. So that keeps people out of the labor force.
The housing market, Jim. There is the word recession used in the housing market and everybody agrees with it. However, is it a recession after years of boom time in housing for there to be a pullback? That's apparently what it is. And does that spill into the rest of the economy, or is it isolated?
I agree that it's more of a pullback than a recession because the demand is there. What's happening is, you know, prices just got out of reach, and the prices will correct. So we'll see house buying again, but maybe not at the inflated prices. So in terms of construction, I think it's still going strong in parts of the country. You know, I'm living in a fledgling subdivision that will have 300 homes when it's finished, and they're 60% sold out. And they don't seem to have trouble moving inventory. So, you know, I talked to the builders here, and the two problems they have, again, the supply chain. And number two is getting enough employees to work building the houses.
Let's go from the housing sector to the question that everybody's on everybody's mind, inflation. Are you seeing inflation at the grocery store? I understand the prices of wood can be high, but what about staples?
Oh, man, it's so painful. I paid $6 for a loaf of bread. And a cheap loaf of bread, you know, whole wheat bread. This is farm country, by the way. You know, we have Amish farmers that make the bread and bring it in the horse and buggy to the store. $4.50. So chicken is very expensive. I mean, you name it. The grocery bill is way out of hand. I went to a farmer's market today. It's called the Lancaster Central Market. And it's literally like a 19th century market where the farmers bring all their crops to this brick building. I spent $13 for a couple peppers, a bag of peas, a bag of Brussels sprouts, and a few bananas. $13. I mean, it's incredible.
No recession then, just a slowdown? Is that the way we're going to dub it? 30 seconds, Jim.
We're going to have a recession next year, but the economy is so strong that the Fed's going to have to raise rates more than one more time before we notice it. And, you know, when it happens, it's not going to be pretty, but it will happen.
Jim McTagg, longtime Washington editor of Barron's. In Lancaster County, the great state of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, I'm John Batchelor.